Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I am well connected. So I actually want to read a short passage of scripture to you, which is Ecclesiastes 4 and verses 8 through 12. Most people, I think, kind of start somewhere around 9, but I actually want to use this passage, and you'll see, I've used it before in some of the life confessions. But I want to use this particular passage to show why it's important to be well connected, what it means to be well connected, and the fact that really you don't live your life for you. And that concept kind of starts at verse 8. So this passage reads, "There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For who am I toiling?" he asked. "And why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return on their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." So in verse 8, it says there was a man all alone. And then it goes on to, you know, explain how he's toiling. And then he finally asks, you know, what am I doing this for? What's the purpose? You know, if I'm all by myself, why am I working so hard, right? And that's a good question. Because, you know, today's confession is, I am well connected. The importance of being well connected, as we go on to find out in the latter part of this passage, is because two are better than one, and there's a good return for your labor. If one of you falls down, the other can pick you up. And if you fall down by yourself, you are in trouble. And, you know, the practicality of it, the two of you can keep each other warm at night. You know, I don't know if it's referring to, like, you know, a marital covenant, but you know what? If you are lying by somebody, the body heat, no matter how you're lying by each other, you're going to keep each other warm. And one may be overpowered. Now that's also in the natural sense. Like, say that someone picks a fight with one of you and, you know, the other come to the rescue. It's a lot easier for that person who's being attacked to win or get away if someone comes to your rescue, especially if that person is bigger than you are. Two can defend themselves. And that's also in spiritual warfare. It is a lot, you're a lot more likely to succeed in spiritual warfare when you've got someone agreeing with you and someone maybe who is stronger in that gifting than you are. And to kick it all off, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken, which I perceive that to mean that when Christ is in the center of this relationship, this group, this community, that, I mean, you really can't break that unless you all just want it to be broken. Because Christ is in the middle. Nobody can beat Christ, not even Satan. So, you know, the importance of being well connected is that you have a life that is full of purpose. Like the man was asking, there's really no point to all of this. I'm, you know, gaining all this wealth, but I'm by myself. You know, your life, part of your life's purpose is to be connected to others, to have them, you know, pour into you. There's a scripture that says some plant, some water, but it's the Lord that gives the increase. The Lord uses us to plant and to sow into others and to water each other's, to plant the seed that he's planted, right? He gives the increase. He gives the seed, but he uses us to help grow that seed in others. So part of your purpose is to be meaningfully connected to others, maybe perhaps in one-on-one close friendships, in a marriage, as a parent, as an aunt, as a nephew, as a daughter, as a family member, as a community member, as a church community member. This is part of your purpose, and your purpose is part of your identity, right? So if you are struggling with being connected, I just want you to focus on this particular confession. And again, today's confession is, I am well connected. So don't forget to confess your way to success, and don't forget to join in for tomorrow's confession.